It's my pleasure today to introduce to you Wisconsin's next governor. Mary Burke is running for governor because, like each of us here today, she believes that Wisconsin deserves better. A better economy, which will produce good-paying jobs, a brighter future for Wisconsin's youth, opportunities that are achieved through quality, adequately funded public education, Mary Burke knows how to create jobs, not just talk about it. And she knows how to stimulate the economy. She has the credentials and the experience which provides that proof. Mary knows that Wisconsin workers work best when they work in collaboration with their employer. We call that negotiations. Collective bargaining. Employers do better when they talk with their employees, when they involve their employees in decisions. And why would a school board, which is to look after the education of the children in the respective community, when almost none of them are educators, why would they not talk with their people they work for, people they work with, the educators? Why would they not talk with them about what is it you need to do your job better? What is it that you need to reach certain children who have different learning styles than the kid who might be sitting next to them? Whatever you call it, working together is what works. It's what produces better education. It's what produces better employees, no matter what the situation might be. Working together always produces a more positive result than a dictator can. Mary has a proven record of success as an employer and as an educational leader. Whether Mary is our next governor is in our hands. Our hands. We know that she will be the next governor of the state of Wisconsin if each of us pledge to go to our neighbor and make sure they have voted to call our kids, to call our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our friends. Everybody we know, we have to be sure that they get to the polls. When people like you and I get to the polls, progressives win. I know you'll like to hear Mary Burke's message. She's coming across loud and clear and doing a wonderful job in her campaign. Mary Burke.
Thank John for the introduction and all of you for coming here today and having me. I'm honored to be here. What a beautiful Wisconsin fall day that we have here today. I also want to give a shout out to Rick and Charlene Betchen from the Oregon Progressives. Rick actually had a heart attack yesterday. He's doing fine. I think he'll be home in a couple of days, but they have worked really hard for me, for my campaign, to get the word out. And so we all need to step it up, make sure that we do our part, but let's send out our best wishes and prayers for Rick and Charlene and their family. Well, it's great to be here, and I know that with your support, I will be the next governor of the great state of Wisconsin. Every day, I get the opportunity to travel around our great state, and I meet people who share with me their hopes and their dreams and their struggles, also what they want to see and what they think Wisconsin can become. And one little boy that I met, his name was Victor, and I was reading to his first grade class. And Victor came up to me and he gave me this sign. Now I know it's a little hard to read, so I'll describe it, but it says, "Welcome Mary Burke to Rogers Street Academy." And Victor drew a little picture over here, that's a picture of me, a little stick figure, and then a picture of a school, and Victor wrote, "Better Schools." And over here, Victor drew a picture of a briefcase, and Victor wrote, "Better Jobs." And down in this corner, he drew an American flag, red, white, and blue, and just above it, a little map of Wisconsin, and Victor wrote, "A Better Wisconsin." Yeah. Now, I can't say it any better than Victor says it. That's what this race is about, and that's why I'm running for governor. It's about better jobs and better schools and a better Wisconsin. But I'm very concerned about the direction that we're headed, and I'm afraid that if we have four more years of this governor, I'm not going to recognize the Wisconsin that I know and that I love so deeply. I'm a fourth-generation Wisconsinite. My great-grandparents were farmers, and my grandpa George, he was a mailman. In fact, today, I live in a house that 50 years ago, Grandpa George delivered the mail to. So every day, I'm reminded of the deep Wisconsin roots that I have and the values that I was brought up in. My mom was the first in her family to go to college, and she worked real hard to put herself through college. And my dad, he started a business in a barn in Waterloo, Wisconsin, Trek Bicycle, and I'm very proud of the role that I have played in growing Trek to nearly 1,000 jobs right here in Wisconsin. Yeah. Now, I was brought up to believe that I could do anything as long as I was prepared to do the hard work. And it wasn't going to be easy, and there was no room for wimps in the Burke household. I remember one summer, our summer project was to build a stone walkway to the house. And it seemed like every week that summer, my mom would load us kids into our used Buick station wagon, and off to the quarry we would drive. We would pull aside these massive construction trucks, get the car weighed, and then drive down into the quarry. It felt like hours we would spend loading up that station wagon with stone and then back in line with the trucks to get weighed. Now I guarantee you, we were the only station wagon I saw there all summer. Now when you're 10 years old, that's hot, dusty work. And it seemed like that walkway was a mile long and my arms ached from hauling all that stone. So to this day, I kid my mom about the hard labor that she made me do. And her comeback, it built character. Now I have to admit that she was onto something, because anyone who knows me, they know that when I take something on, I do it at 110%. Hard work, commitment to our communities, fairness, helping each other out. Those are the values that I was brought up in. Believing that we all benefit when everyone has the opportunities and the supports to build successful lives as long as they're willing to do the hard work. And what worries me today as I travel around the state is I talk to way too many folks who are working harder and harder, but struggling. They're struggling to make sure their kids have a brighter future, or struggling to care for their aging parents. And what they're feeling is that they have a governor who doesn't seem to care. Yeah. A governor who's not focused on the issues that matter most in their lives. A governor who makes promises and doesn't stand behind them. When Governor Walker ran in 2010, he promised us 250,000 jobs. And what have we gotten? We're dead last in the Midwest in job growth. Now, I know we can do better than that. I know the people of Wisconsin know that we can do better than that. But what we need is leadership. And when he made that promise, his jobs plan on how he was going to stand behind that promise, it was 4 pages long. And if you took out the pictures of himself, it was more like 2 pages. I've seen 8th grade term papers with more thought put into them than that. Yeah. We deserve better. We deserve a lot better. If you're going to make a political promise to win our votes, at least have a plan on how you're going to stand behind that promise. We also deserve a governor who's going to put the people of Wisconsin ahead of the special interests. When you accept $700,000 from a mining company and then let them and then rewrite the rules to benefit and profit them, that's putting the special interests ahead of what's good for the people of Wisconsin. We also deserve a governor who's going to put common sense solutions ahead of the politics and their own personal ambitions. When you turn down hundreds of millions of dollars of Medicaid money and throw tens of thousands of people off their health insurance, that's putting politics first. And we deserve a governor who believes in bringing people together, because that's how we do our best work, and that's how we're going to get results. That's how we can take on our challenges and overcome them. And we certainly deserve a governor who believes that a promise is a promise, and that their word is their bond. Well, I stand before you here today, and that's my promise. I'm going to be that kind of governor. I want to be a governor who puts the people of Wisconsin ahead of the special interests. Yeah. I'm going to be a governor who puts common sense solutions ahead of the politics. I'm going to bring people together, because that's how we do our best work, and that's who we are here in Wisconsin. And I'm going to stand behind the promises that I make every single day. Every single day as governor, I'm going to be working for you to make sure that you and your kids have a bright future. But before I can get to work, we have a little election to win. They are going to throw at me every lie and dirty trick in the book. And in fact, they already have. Back in February, the Republican Governors Association went up on TV in defense of Scott Walker. It was the earliest that they had gone up in defense of any incumbent governor across the United States. You have to ask yourself, why? Well, they were worried, and they should be, because it's been 7 months of attack ads and $3 million, and I'm ahead in the polls. Now, there's going to be more to come. Every new week brings a new attack ad. But I can tell you this, the tougher they get, the tougher I get. And I'm not backing down, not even 1 inch. And what I need is for every single one of you to stand tough with me. We have to have boots on the ground to have the best turnout ever. Now, yesterday's ruling is a little bit of a road bump. But better than getting angry is getting even. Let's make sure that we don't let that stand in the way of having the best turnout ever. We have to prove that that's not going to stop us from getting the work done that we need to get done. We also have to make sure that we raise the kind of money to get my message out. Now, I hate all this money in politics. We got to change the system. But we also have to make sure that I can get my message out. And I say to people every single day, do what you can. If it's $10, $10 will make a difference. And Scott Walker, his game plan is to raise tens of millions of dollars from out-of-state millionaires and billionaires and to buy our governorship. I have to ask you, are we going to let him?
No.
No. He can stand with the Koch brothers and Club for Growth and Americans for Prosperity and the RGA and all of these other shadowy groups. I'm going to stand with the hardworking people of Wisconsin. So as you might be able to tell, not only am I not intimidated, I am more confident than ever that if we all do the tough work over the next 52 days, we're going to be celebrating new leadership and a victory on November 4th. So I ask for your support. And just one final message is, let's just get the job done. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.